The trappings of mobility when freedom becomes flight. The following letter is addressed to Charlotte, a composite character drawn from several people in my life. Their shared experiences illustrate a particular challenge of privilege, the pursuit of global mobility and tax optimization that can inadvertently lead to a sense of rootlessness. While Charlotte herself is not a single individual, the patterns and struggles depicted here are very real. Reflections of dynamics I've witnessed firsthand among those navigating the complexities of wealth and international living. For American readers, European governments only tax the incomes and assets of their citizens if they are domiciled in those European countries, unlike the US, which taxes its citizens on worldwide income from all sources regardless of residence. There exist treaties that allow Americans living abroad to recoup some of those taxes, but it's never one-to-one, and there's usually a delay during which you're out of pocket, not to mention having to fill out U.S. tax returns, even if you don't set foot in the U.S. Charlotte, being European, can strategically manage her official domicile to minimize her tax burden, a common practice among wealthy Europeans that sometimes leads to a nomadic lifestyle. Dear Charlotte, it hurts to see you caught in this whirlwind, constantly arriving somewhere, only to be off again before we can share a coffee. I know you're not dodging responsibility. You're at the helm of your family office and managing a world that few can imagine. Yet despite these commitments, the relentless traveling appears to be taking its toll, especially as you navigate matters of the heart. I watch you move from city to city, partly to minimize tax obligations, and wonder if this constant motion deepens the pain of your personal loss. It reminds me of a family friend who used to take enormous detours between Newport and New York City just to avoid tolls. The time and fuel he spent surely exceeded the cost of the tolls themselves. Your 12-step fellowships provide crucial support, but they can't replace the healing that comes with truly being present in one place. Every stunning home you create, be it in St. Moritz, Paris, or New York, showcases your impeccable taste and dedication, yet these spaces have become mere waypoints. What might truly living look like? I'm navigating similar questions, though officially domiciled in Newport, Rhode Island. I frequently travel to New York City and spend increasing time in the Swiss Alps, realizing that my girlfriend community here has tremendous value. While my journey isn't as extensive as yours, I understand the cost of not truly settling, missing the comfort that comes with rootedness. A Swiss lawyer once told me about his saddest client, someone who isn't officially domiciled anywhere in order to minimize taxation. This person lives a perpetual transient life, never staying in one country long enough to trigger tax residency requirements. While financially advantageous, the lawyer observed how this lifestyle had left his client profoundly disconnected, wealthy in assets but impoverished in community and belonging. I believe there's another path, one that honors your gifts while allowing you to feel rooted. Recently, I've been working with Bill Burnett and Howard Kaplan through their program What's Next, which applies a Designing Your Life framework to those of us in our 50s and beyond. This structured approach has brought me closer to balance and stability. It's not about avoiding responsibilities, but aligning our lives with what truly brings fulfillment. Through What's Next, transformative exercises include dashboard, check-in, evaluate your work, play, love, and health. Building your compass, define your productivity view and life view to align daily choices with your authentic self. The good time journal, track what energizes versus depletes you. Create mind mapping, reconnect with your inner creativity. Odyssey planning, create alternative futures that honor both responsibilities and dreams. I share these thoughts out of genuine care and the hope that this approach might help you heal from heartbreak while reconnecting with your desire for stability, a true sense of home. With all my love, Diana.